Page is here to talk about Boston's 30th AIDS Walk and 5K Run that takes place on June 7th and give us her spin on our LGBT issues. Hi, Liz.
Hi, Charlotte.
Tell us about the 30th Annual AIDS Walk in Boston on June 7th.
Well, it's the 30th Annual AIDS Walk, but 30 years ago it was called From All Walks of Life. When we created this 3 decades ago, it was really at a growing peak of the AIDS crisis, and it was really important that we make the statement to everyone that this just isn't about the gay community. It was a wide-ranging epidemic that people were unaware of, and we needed to make that statement. So originally it was called From All Walks of Life, and I think kept that title for a good 10 years, and then I think producers over the years decided it was better to shorten it and make it more succinct. But 30 years ago, we were really looking to make a statement of inclusivity.
What was your inspiration for creating it 30 years ago?
Larry Kessler, who was then head of AIDS Action Committee, came to me, and I was a dedicated volunteer at AIDS Action. I had produced Art Cetera with a group of volunteers, and we had done some great fundraising just purely as a volunteer. And he said, Liz, we want to create a staff position. They had no fundraising staff, and so I was the first person they hired. They paid to do fundraising. We wrote a grant to a private foundation, and they underwrote me. And Larry said, we need to do a walk, Liz. We need to unify everybody. We need to make a public statement. We need to be visible, and we need to get the corporate world involved, and it needs to be a grassroots effort, and it needs to happen now. We need money at AIDS Action Committee to fight this disease. So it was really Larry Kessler coming and saying, I used to work at the Paulus Center. Go talk to Dan Daly at Walk for Hunger. They do a huge walk, and we can do something similar.
How does this event help support AIDS Action and its work to prevent new infections and end the epidemic here in Massachusetts?
Well, education is still a huge part of prevention. And unfortunately, we're seeing right now a recycling of gay men having a high infection rate. And I think it's because AIDS kind of fell off their radar and they thought, oh, you know what, there's a cure for AIDS now and all I do is take a pill. Well, life is much more complicated than that. So educating the whole community as to the dangers of unprotected sex, whether you're male or female, and IV drug users, all that education takes a tremendous amount of effort and staff time and printed materials and working with the state and federal government to try to get the right message out. And also, AIDS Action provides a lot of direct care to people who are struggling with the illness right now. So all of the money that we raise through the walk goes directly to support the programs at AIDS Action.
What is your personal commitment to LGBT civil rights?
I've always lived my life out and proud. Ever since I came out at 27 years old, I've always felt that the biggest way that I could make a contribution to LGBT visibility and human rights was to live by example. So I have a partner, and we have a daughter, and we've raised her very much as an out, proud family. And I have loved working on the AIDS crisis, and I have to say, I wasn't really part of working on marriage equality because never in a million years did I think that that was something that would happen in my lifetime. So I can't claim on being at the front of that push, but I will definitely claim that I was one of the first ones to take advantage of it once it was passed 10 years ago. Is that my partner Marianne and I got married on the 4th birthday of our daughter, Chloe.
With marriage equality now in the hands of the Supreme Court, what would you like to see happen for LGBT equality in the next few years?
Oh, that's a really good question. I'd love to see any federal barriers dropped as far as complete equal rights for equal marriage so that my wife and I can feel fully protected under the law as far as our estate and any financial protections that we might be being denied right now. I hope all of that, for the sake of my daughter, will be completely ironed out. And I think always we're trying to fight discrimination. And I am excited about all the transgender focus right now. because I think there are so many people who are just starting to realize the pain they have lived through. I myself have a first cousin several years ago who at 57 years old said to his wife, I need to tell you that either I'm going to make a transition to be a woman, as I've always felt in my heart, or I'm going to kill myself. And you need to help me make this decision because I cannot live like this any longer. So I'm right now a big proponent of fair protection for transgender people.
LGBTQ teens are 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers, and we continue to have numerous teens taking their own lives after facing bullying incidents. What advice would you have for these kids?
I do want to say to any young person today, it does get better as you get older and you can create your own family. And that doesn't mean biologic family necessarily. You create the support system that you want around you, and you don't have to live with those that maybe biologically you were born into. Once you discover that, your own freedom in your life, you will be able to create a much happier life for yourself. Now, I know that may not help you right now as you're struggling with sadness, and here's the advice I want to give you. Find one person in your life that you can love and trust. That's all you need. Research has proven you just need one person. Maybe it's a counselor, maybe it's a teacher, maybe it's a neighbor. Find somebody that can be that safe haven and that anchor for you, and they will help you get through it. You don't need an army, you just need one.
How can people get information about the AIDS Walk in Boston on June 7th, and how much are you looking to raise?
That's a really good question about how much they're looking to raise. I'm sure it's over $1 million. Just log in to AIDS Walk 5K Run Boston, AIDS Action Committee, and it will pop right up. And you can sign up as a walker, you can donate, you can become a part of a team, or you can walk alone. You can get a pledge sheet going, and you can show up and help us on Sunday, June 7th, 2015.
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
You know, it's kind of a taboo, but now that you've asked me that question, I want to say, how do you like getting older? Because I'm going to be 65 this summer, and it feels like a huge milestone to reach in my life. And I'm sure people would never think of asking me that question, but I want to answer that question because I want to give inspiration to others who are getting older and feeling frightened by it. I personally am loving it. I don't love the way my knees feel. That's the only bad part, but bad knees can happen when you're 20. You don't have to wait until you're 65. But the wisdom and the perspective and to be able to look back on your life and feel proud of the life that you've lived is such a rich opportunity, and it only happens as you get older. So what I want to say to everybody who's getting older and feeling afraid of it is keep doing your best to live the life you dream of, because as you get older, feeling proud of yourself and what you've done is the biggest reward.